Good afternoon, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Human contact, even virtually, seems to help people with chronic illness, according to a new study. Researchers at CU Anschutz teamed up with the VA. They linked veterans whose quality of life was hampered by chronic heart and lung diseases via telehealth with nurses and social workers, in addition to other health services. Participants reported persistent improvements in depression, anxiety, and quality of life. Dr. David Beckelman, the lead author, says the talks helped people adjust to their illness by reaching goals.
Which may be to try to make it to somebody's high school graduation or a granddaughter's event or be able to walk so-and-so distance.
The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Lori Schott of Sterling is among the families in Washington, D.C. today to push Congress to do more to protect kids online. Schott attended the hearing where senators grilled big tech CEOs over their child safety policies. She lost her daughter to suicide after social media algorithms sent her content that fed the 18-year-old's anxiety and depression.
We need to let the message be told that social media is a dangerous place. We need to get legislation in place that holds them accountable, or we're just going to continue to lose children.
Social media companies defended the steps they've taken to protect kids, from time limits to more parental controls. Senators on the Judiciary Committee said they'd push for votes on a range of bills, from holding social media companies liable to combating the sexual exploitation of children online. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. All Things Considered is next.